This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 87 of Painting on Glass. To the Oracle in all of us. And this might also be the shadow of a stranger, you know. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something.
What are you longing for when it's all about your future? I mean, what are the ways you wish to ask for answers you're not able to find at the moment? So let me take you along in the coming moments and share about an oracle which is in all of us, I bet. I really love to welcome you here inside today's show of my podcast, and I hope you enjoy this one as much as I liked making it. Great to have you with me, and so let's get started.
I wish I could tell you, my friend, all the ways I needed to pretend. It took me years to understand, I know, the shadow of a stranger that I know.
I've always been attracted by a very special place in ancient Greece, way back 2,500 years ago. Oh, Lordy Lord. It was laid out at the hillside of majestic mountains, with a wonderful view right towards the sea in the distance. I am talking about the Oracle of Delphi. And for this episode, I chose a song to accompany, which has the title, In the Shadow of a Stranger Than. And that is from the album Oracle, The Backyard Notes, released in 2017.
It seems just too much to comprehend at once, and not too much to tell you, I'm afraid. The sunlight of a new life that's begun, I know.
In our lives, there is simply nothing we can be too certain about. It is really not, I'm afraid. But people always keep looking for answers, for a way to head on. They are trying to find a voice that might help them to understand all the uncertainty around them. That is the moment we enter Delphi in our mind right now.
Yes, I found many things again in the shadows of a lonely man by then, standing here once again. again, giving light to the shadows all again, all the same.
In the shadow of a lonely man, we sometimes keep standing, just wondering about all the miracles that can't be solved at first sight in an easy way. It takes patience to realize the heavenly light that shines on the ruins of this ancient place and reflects the wisdom that still dwells in there. Delphi is not just a word of a place the ancient world kept turning to whenever it had important decisions to make. It's not just a word nor just a place up there in the beautiful mountains along with a splendid sea view when looking down. It's so much more. Life is nothing but a dance among the wonders of the unknown. People way back when realized that and tried to help their fellow citizens to try to get right into this vacuum of a need for answers. And a virgin Pythian woman inside the temple of Apollo did so. There, they would get an answer which was not as exact as they wished it to be, but nothing but another miracle to be solved by themselves. Holy moly, you see. Now you know about Delphi, but I'm sure you did so before. But what about us? Where's a place we can go to today? Is there some online service, some tarot website, or the everlasting ringing of the flow of information and videos on your favorite social network? No, it's surely not. What do you think about now? Can you make a guess?
A riddle of a lifetime, it seems. Just too much to comprehend at once. And not too much to tell you, I'm afraid. Sunlight of a life that's gone by, I know.
I guess you may have found an answer for yourself, but let me tell you mine. I think we all find this place of all answers deep inside our honest and faithful hearts. The way we act among friends, towards our neighbor, and the way we talk about others may change the course of our own lives in a very positive or a negative manner. Nobody can tell what tomorrow brings. That's just inside the hands of the good Lord, and we'll see whenever it is time for us to realize. We got to be waiting instead. We need all the patience it takes to go on and to get along. That is Delphi in our hearts. And it may take a lifetime to discover the vulnerable values in our life, but it's all worth the effort. And it may take as long as it needs to. Delphi is the journey of a lifetime, not just a place that has gone to ruins in ancient Greece, way back when. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode and you'll spend many a moment in Delphi in your mind and try to discover how bright all the things are able to shine up there. The world is just the way we create it, no matter what anybody else might be saying. Do some good. It surely will come back to you. And it also might answer some of your dearest questions according to your own life or others around you. But keep the ancient flame burning, and carry it on.
I guess I found many things again. The shadow of a lonely man by then. Standing up here just once again. Giving light to shadows all the same. All the same.
Finally, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread the word about this podcast. And please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much from all of my heart.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come. If you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.